Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, the host of Flavor Living, and today we have special guests from different time zones. As you know, tomorrow is Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution Day, and it's a big day, huge day tomorrow as Food Revolution Day, May the 15th, and we have the ambassadors on our show today from, I'm not going to even give a hint on where they're from, but I'm going to say first we have, I'm going to give one hint, couple of hints. One is from Chicago. How are you doing, Lindsay Shifley? How's it going?
Hey, Brian. I am doing fantastic. Food Revolution Day, and Jamie, you're doing fantastic.
Wow. So that's from Chicago, from America. Now we have someone from South Africa. Chef Rebecca Borhill, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks for hearing you.
Oh, South Africa. Now we have another great ambassador. She lives in Belgium, Brussels. She is Italian. Her name is pronounced Gaia. Gaia. Ah, Gaia. How are you? How are you doing to the show? Welcome to the show. Oh, and you're from Brussels in Belgium.
Yes, I'm from Brussels in Belgium, but I'm Italian. I'm from Rome, from the capital, and I'm living here since a long time now, 18 years. So this is why I'm trying to give my feelings and my passion about cooking here in Belgium.
Ah, I know everybody there is talking Italian there now. I know. Yeah? Well, you know, I wanted to start the show. I want to ask each ambassador, can you explain about the, in your own words, we can start with, we will start with Lindsay. In your own words, what is this day about on May 15th? In your own words, I wanted to have the ambassadors explain it in your own words.
I started this 3 years ago, and we don't have it in our school anymore. When I was in high school, you know, I didn't take food education courses because now I'm not bigger and better things, and it just wasn't on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's three, and I'm learning, and I'm cooking, and I'm getting in the kitchen with my kids, and I was surprised that they, and assuming that they knew, all the
food
vegetables.
Wow.
Well, of course that's a tomato, a potato, of course that's, you know, a radish. And my kids didn't know, and then I realized I didn't know a lot. So when we look at what's going on in the globe and obesity epidemic, coupled with the fact that half of the restaurants, half are hungry, there's, of course, you know, people who eat well and clean, but there's a problem there, and there's a disconnect. Every day, you know, where it's coming from, what's actually in our food, and the cooking skills that we want. You know, my grandparents, they cook from scratch. My mom got away from them a little bit more. And I got away from them a lot. I like the idea of cooking. I love watching cooking shows. I wasn't doing it. So, the whole revolution day for me is about connecting us back to our food, to what's in our food. Really caring about
learning how to cook again, bringing that to our kids, and bringing it to the kids who live in food deserts, who don't have access, like a small cattle, and making sure that every cattle is so that they can take them on for the rest of their life. Good. That's rude. That was good. Wow. Wow. Chef Rebecca in South Africa, please, because you know there, the style of foods there are different. Can you tell us about there as far as how do you look at the Food Revolution Day there in South Africa?
It's very tricky now because we have very much the ends of the spectrum. We have people who are very wealthy. And then we have the other side where people who aren't selling on the price.
I saw that you said you have, is it fibromyalgia? We're going to come back there to South Africa. Hold on for a second. in Belgium, tell us, Gia, about what do you think about Gaia? I got to work on that. What do you think about the food revolution there? As far as being Italian, your Italian, Southern Italian roots in Belgium.
Yeah.
I saw you're a biologist studying nutrition, right? There?
Yes. I started as a biologist, and then life was bringing me to the world of public transportation. the doctors of UNF, Greenpeace, and also the communication environmental field, then I was doing something completely different, but this is life. And I had this big opportunity 10 years ago to start a youth project that was very cool and is a foundation. And so young people all over the world, they are taking healthy habits through mobility. And so when we talk about mobility, we also talk about a good lifestyle and a good diet and a good way of eating.
Wow. Now,
kind of life habit for me now.
Yeah, I was looking at the public transportation. I have to ask you a question on that, but I wanted to ask as far as being an ambassador there, Lindsay, how did you start? And everybody there is an ambassador because this needed it everywhere. How did you start to your first time as an ambassador impact the community where now, because you're like a super ambassador, everybody here on the show today is our super ambassadors, because you guys have been around doing the ambassador for a long time. So how did you, when you first started out impacting the city, the towns, how did you start to impact? What did you do to, I know it was like, okay, I'm just going to knock on the door, talk, but what was it, what was the impacting thing in Chicago? Snowball, really, like a snowball.
Welcome back. This is Brian here on Flavor Living Radio. Today, live, is May the 15th, Food Revolution Day. Today is the day. We had to ask the ambassadors to come on our show for an interview, and it was an honor. Thank you. Because today, many ambassadors from all over the U.S. and overseas are busy today. Very busy. I mean, in schools with parents, it's just woo, phenomenal. And you know, we hope you're enjoying to hear Lindsay, Rebecca, Gaia. Yes, I got that right. And those three super ambassadors. I mean, super. And we have more for part two. But you know, 2 days ago there was a song. Really, a day ago, a song came out by Jamie Oliver and company. There's a whole bunch of people, good people on this song. And we have that song here on The Flavor. And we're going to play it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pretty amazing. Ed just came in to do a little bit of filming for me to support Food Revolution Day. I start telling him a few things, writing a few things down. And then he only went and wrote an anthem.
This is simple, but it might work. So you do the rap, so it'll be like,
I've got to go and make it. Find all the musicians and do it.
My name is Jamie Oliver. I'm here to say I want to talk about Food Revolution Day. Half the world is starving with too little to eat, and the other half die from being a beast. How people live the longest as they grow and they cook. Learn recipes from your parents or books. If you haven't got a clue about the mess that we're in, the answer lies here in the words that we sing.
Revolution. Feed the kids right through their stomach and mind. Revolution. They deserve a better future, but some people are blind. Revolution. Educate the nation with a song and a vision. Revolution. Come on, everybody, do the right thing. Sign the petition.
People in charge aren't getting it right. Politicians don't know, and now they need to shed light. Don't rely on the government to fix this plight. No country in the world has ever won this fight.
We're the only ones who can save our lives. Click the link below for the petition to sign.
It doesn't take time, so you need to just bear it. Do the right thing. Sign it. Share it.
Revolution.
We need to feed the kids right for their stomachs and their minds.
Revolution.
They deserve a better future, but some people are blind.
It's a revolution.
Educate the nations with a song and a vision.
Revolution.
Come on, everybody, do the right thing. Sign the petition.
Yeah, we all have a friend. Someone who's there from the start to the end. Someone who's there through the good times. And the worst of it too. And guess what? That person is you. So from now on when you wake up, first thing you do, make yourself a promise that you'll eat better food. We better do what we can.
It's better reach somebody.
Why?
Cause you only get one body.
Don't give up a day job, Jamie.
Yeah.
I'm only joking, mate.
Come on, man.
It's all for a good cause. We need a revolution, not devolution. Think of bad nutrition.
This is a revolution, people. Can you see? Sign the petition.
Do the right thing. Sign the petition.
Please, just sign it.
And share it. Everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, write
sign
it
the
on
petition.
Paper and throw it at people.
Make a difference.
Tell people about it.
Everything. Social media. Let's do something really good. Sign it.
Share it.
What a song on this day. What a song. What a great song. They had Ed Sheeran, Paul McCartney, Hugh Jackman, and Jamie Oliver. He was rapping. He was rapping on the song. What a song. That is a great theme song for today, May the 15th. You know, that is it for the ambassadors, for the cause, signing the petition to get food curriculum in the education, in the schools, for the state. Global, that is the song right there. That is the theme for signing the petition. Listen, we got to get back to our show here on The Flavor, and we're going back to the ambassadors that we had a great interview with Lindsay, Rebecca, and Gaia, and we're going back. And we hope you enjoy our part two of the food ambassadors.
Wow. And plus you're competitive too, Lindsay. 27 strikeouts? You're competitive. You're competitive. Yeah, everybody's competitive in here. Yeah, right. Yes, that's true. That's true. Wow. Chef Rebecca, you're 19 years old, and you were the first ambassador there in 2012. You were the first one for South Africa. How did you start? Because you were the first one there. So how did you... Okay. Explorers. Okay. Like astronauts. Okay. So how did you do in South Africa, and you're being 19 years old?
I'm not final year. And
Now, in Belgium, how did you start, you know, you met Brian, Gaia, how did you start impacting there in Belgium? In It's not against each other. It's just to do well for your country, for your area, for your town and city. It's not not with each other. Yes.
My passion, and they
they are surprised. At the beginning, they are surprised because they say, why do you do that? Why do you hold your free time on that? In 1 month time, I have a big conference and I'm working a lot in this period. And the Food Revolution Day comes in a period that for me is a real mess. But then I say to my people, but this is how you do. You are volunteering for me, for the Y4PP Foundation. And I am volunteering for the Food Revolution ambassadors. And so it's a commitment. If you take it, you have to bring it on. And this is why I think we continue, because we see also the results and we see all the nice people around us that are creating a big community. So it was a slow start and becoming an insane. It is a snowball. So as long as, let's say, you are contacting me for a radio interview, then there is somebody else that is asking me to have a presentation or whatever. So it's like that. Well, they bring everyone out of their different, you have the snowball effect. And so we keep going, and I think people are happy, and they learn something new. Let's say they really apply these things to their own lives, everyday lives, and to promote a little bit different way of living, because this planet needs. If we want to continue as human beings to be on this planet, we really have to change something. And the only change can come from nice and real people that are creating new lifestyles by touch, from touch. So not and then the politicians will be followed.
Well, look, you know, thank you for being on. You guys for being on Flavor, the ambassadors, Chef Rebecca Borhill in South Africa, Lindsay Shifley from Chicago, Gaia from Belgium. Did I say it right? I did it right. I said it right. From Belgium, Brussels. Thank you for being on our show, Flavor Living. Is there anything that you guys would like to say to our audience? Is there anything you'd like to say or how to reach you guys or... You have the floor. Anything you'd like to say to the audience?
Put your hands up. What is missing is that we have to go back to manuality, to use our hands. It goes so well with our psychology. It gives us a lot of good thinking and positive thinking. This is my message, and of course, to sign the petition.
Wow. Well, listen, thank you. For being on Flavor Living Radio and for the different time zone and tomorrow is the Food Revolution Day. What? So thank you for being on our show and have a great day. Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Flavor, and we're gonna play the new Food Revolution song one more time from Jamie Oliver and company. And have a great day. And thanks for listening to The Flavor.
Pretty amazing. Ed just came in to do a little bit of filming for me to support Food Revolution Day. I start telling him a few things, writing a few things down. And then he only went and wrote an anthem.
This is simple, but it might work.
Okay.
So you do the rap, so it'll be like...
I've got to go and make it. Find all the musicians and do it.
My name is Jamie Oliver, I'm here to say I want to talk about Food Revolution Day. Half the world is starving with too little to eat, and the other half die from being obese. How people live the longest is they grow and they cook, learn recipes from your parents or books. If you haven't got a clue about the mess that we're in, the answer lies here in the words that we sing.
Revolution. Feed the kids right through their stomach and mind.
Revolution.
They deserve a better future, but some people have lied.
Revolution.
Educate the nation with a song and a vision.
Revolution.
Come on. on, everybody, do the right thing. Sign the petition.
People in charge aren't getting it right. Politicians don't know, and now they need to shed light. Don't rely on the government to fix this plight. No country in the world has ever won this fight.
We're the only ones who can save our lives. Click the link below for the petition to sign.
It doesn't take time, so you need to just bear it. Do the right thing. Sign it. Share it.
Revolution.
We need to feed the kids right for their stomachs and their minds.
Revolution.
They deserve a better future, but some people are blind.
It's a revolution.
Educate the nations with a song and a vision.
Revolution.
Come on, everybody, do the right thing. Sign the petition.
Yeah, we all have a friend. Someone who's there from the start to the end. Someone who's there through the good times and the worst of it too. And guess what, that person is you. So from now on you wake up. First thing you do, make yourself a promise that you'll eat better food. We better do what we can.
It's better reach somebody.
Why?
Cause you only get one body.
Don't give up a day job, Jamie.
Yeah,
I'm only joking, mate.
Come on,
it's all for a good cause. We need a revolution, not devolution. Think of bad nutrition.
This is a revolution, people, can you see? Come on now. Sign the petition.
Do the right thing. Sign the petition.
Please, just sign it.
And share it. Everywhere. Facebook, Twitter. Write
sign
it
the
on
petition.
Paper and throw it at
people. Make a difference.
Tell people about it.
Everything. Social media. Let's do something really good. Sign it.
Share it.